Y'all feel like learning a new song this morning? Let's stand together. Awaken my soul, arise and sing, for all of my Savior's done for me. Oh, give Him your praise, worship His name, all that I am, sing hallelujah. Forever I'm free, forever I'm changed, forever my life defined by His grace. With every step, every breath, all that I am, sing hallelujah. With my whole heart, oh my soul, let everything within me praise the Lord. Through the shadow, through the storm, let everything within me praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. Faith is my shield, your word is my sword. The greater the fight, the louder I'll roar. The Spirit that raised Him from the grave, living in me, sing hallelujah. Hey, hey, oh my whole heart, oh my soul, let everything within me praise the Lord. Through the shadow, through the storm, let everything within me praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. I won't stop singing of all He's done for me. I won't stop singing of all He's done for me. He heard my cry, set me on a rock, saved me from the hand of the enemy. I won't stop singing about my Savior. I won't stop singing of all He's done for me. I won't stop singing of all He's done for me. He heard my cry, set me on a rock, saved me from the hand of the enemy. I won't stop singing about my Savior. With my whole heart, oh my soul, let everything within me praise the Lord. Through the shadow, through the storm, let everything within me praise the Lord. Oh my whole heart, oh my soul, let everything within me praise the Lord. Through the shadow, through the storm, let everything within me praise the Lord. Let everything within me praise the Lord. Let everything within me praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. He is worthy. He is worthy. Let everything within me praise the Lord.
Announcements here. Let me get this pulled up from Brent. First off, there will be no evening service tonight because of the weather. January 18th, the Pastor Search Committee is meeting at 6 p.m. We'd appreciate everyone's prayers and fasting if you feel led to do so. We will be fasting until our meeting that time. January 21st is the Sanctity of Life Sunday, and then January 28th we'll be having our business meeting. Will y'all pray with me? God, I pray, just thank you for today. God, I pray for the weather and those who are out in it. God, I pray you just keep them safe. God, I pray for Brother Lanny. God, I pray you just give us ears to hear what he brings us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites the chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, too sweet to love with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Through the land. You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And nothing more than me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hand, and I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful, and nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands, and I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful, you are faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always when I stand before your throne, dressed in glory, not my own. What a joy I'll sing upon that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the monarchy. Everything as it was meant to be. We will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, we will worship, worship you. Love you with unsinning heart, and see how much you paid to bring me home. Not till then, Lord, shall I know, not till then how much I owe, everything I am before your throne. And we will worship, worship. No more fears, no more pain. We will see you face to face, see you face to face. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, we will worship, worship you, an endless hallelujah to the King. We will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, we will worship, worship you, and endless hallelujah to the King. Sing that chorus once more. We will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, we will worship, worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King. An endless hallelujah to the King. Amen. You may be seated. While our ushers are coming forward to take the offering, I want to welcome you if you're brave enough to be a visitor. Is it possible? I don't see any visitors out there. It'd been something if we'd have got some today. It's good to know the difference between the fair weather Christians and the real Christians, isn't it? It's just mean? Okay, it is mean. All right. Do we have someone to lead us in prayers? Thank you, guys.
Let's pray. We just want to thank you for today and just keep us protected as this weather comes in. And I just pray that you'll just take this offering and use it to your kingdom. Just Christ pray. Amen.
Amen. having children's church this morning? Okay. I don't know if you're going to children's church, now's the time. Brother Lanny?
Amen. I think I have this. Are you hearing me? Hear myself? No? What's that? Picking me up now? They let other people use that other microphone and fouled it all up some way. I don't know what happened there. Thank you for being here. I'm sure people didn't miss because they heard that I was going to speak. I hope it had something to do with the weather. A while back, I saw what I thought to be kindergartners performing a song. They were obviously in some kind of auditorium. Music director was had them singing. And one little girl on the end, the only thing that I really remember about her was that she wore glasses. But she had decided that the song they were singing needed hand motions and enthusiasm. And it just thrilled me to watch, but one thing I noticed was that in her enthusiasm and in her hand motions that she had that nobody else had, it caught the attention of the rest of the choir members, and instead of singing the song, they were watching her sing the song, and which she didn't care. That was all right. She was a show all by herself. One of the things that I want us to be able to see today in the passages that we're going to be looking at is that God means for us to do what we do with enthusiasm, living out our Christian life. There's a verse in Philippians 2, I had to look at it. It says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that verse today, but one of the words that Eugene Peterson uses in his Message Bible is that live out your Christian life with enthusiasm. It's not a thing of us trying to figure out whether or not we're saved. That's not what that verse is about. It's about living out the life. Because when you continue to read the other verses that follow that, you understand that when Paul was writing to those Christians, he's not writing to lost people, he's writing to Christians. And he tells them to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. He goes ahead and tells them that you're carrying the light. You are the light. You're the salt. And so live out this life with salt and light so that because there's other people watching you, there's another audience. This little girl that was going through all those motions, and she thought you ought to be dancing while you're singing this song. And that she was. I mean, she was just putting everything she had into it. And her peers were watching her. Your peers are watching you. Now, I want to make sure that I say this. Are you inhibited in serving the Lord in your worship? Let me put it like this. Do I hold back from what I am really feeling? Or do I express that? I grew up in Baptist circles that Baptists didn't raise their hands. Church was pretty much quiet. But I remember, of course, when I felt like the Lord was calling me to preach, and it was a struggle for me. Something I did not want to do. I bargained with the Lord, or tried to offer other things. Told him I'd be a deacon, I'd teach Sunday school, I'd do anything he wanted me to do. I did not want to preach. And after several months of dealing with that, I was convinced he was calling me. Paul was on me. And the day I went before the church and shared with my father-in-law, pastor at that time, I felt like that God was calling me to preach. And when he announced that, and I'd never seen this before. I'd never seen this woman ever say anything or do anything. All at once, Baptist lady jumped up and started shouting. Not only was she shouting, she was running around the building, inside the building, shouting, going back and forth and waving her hands, shouting. And I'm not promoting that, but I do think that sometimes we're inhibited by our own fear of being embarrassed or embarrassing someone else, perhaps. And so we have a tendency to be quiet ourselves and kind of like a quiet church. Preacher got on to one of the deacons about not ever saying amen. And he said, I need some feedback. I need folks to talk to me when I'm preaching. I need to know that I'm hitting the spot, and I need you to say amen. And he told the deacon, he said, "Do you not realize that people in the congregation saying amen is like saying sick 'em to a dog?" And that deacon looked at him and he said, "Have you ever heard of anybody saying sick 'em to a dog when he was already biting you?" I want to make sure that we grab hold of that. So, we've got several passages that we're going to look at. And so I'm just going to quote for you the last part of Philippians 2:12. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Live out your Christian life with enthusiasm. And then I want you to turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter. We're going to start there in Matthew 6. So let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. And look down at verse 19 as we... And if you found it, say amen.
Amen.
That was pretty good. I might just stop every once in a while and wait. No. Lay not up for yourselves treasure up on earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where the thieves do not break through and steal. Now listen closely. So here's the pointer. Here is where the rubber meets the road, right here in this verse. Well, where your treasure is, there your heart be also. Move down to chapter 7 and look at verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat. 14. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Move down to verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, workers of iniquity. Father, thank you and praise you for the day that you've given us an opportunity to share your word. I pray that you'd open our spiritual eyes, might be able to see. In Jesus' name. Back up just a little bit and look at chapter 6 and verse 19 through 21 again. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. There are some characteristics of the treasure that we can lay up in heaven. So how do we do that? How do we lay up treasure in heaven? How do we do that? Treasure that does not deteriorate or tarnish. And no one will be able to steal it from us. That's the only kind of treasure that will go to heaven. Anything else tarnishes. Anything else will not be here. The house that you live in, one of these days, will be no more. Car that you drive, it'll rust out, it'll be no more. I mean, you can take care of it, or it's going to come a time somebody will. and it'll be gone. It's not something you're going to, or I am able to take to heaven. There's none of these things on this earth will I take to heaven. I noticed one of my grandsons had come by the gun cabinet, and he told me that I needed to be oiling those guns. I needed to take some oil and oil those guns because they're getting some spots of rust on them. I'm not taking them. What he's concerned about is those that I leave behind. What is it that you have that you're going to take with you? The Bible gives us an example of the one who had his treasure in the wrong place. And I want us to see today how easy it is for us to get our treasure in the wrong place. Set our focus in the wrong way, in the wrong place. Sometimes we can get so busy with things, paying the bills, doing this and doing that, that we get our treasure in the wrong place. Look at Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, the 12th chapter, and look at verse 16. Luke 12 and verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room for to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said, see, there's the kicker. But God said unto him, you've been a fool. In the Old Testament, the word fool refers to the individual who did not believe there was a God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so this man was living his life out as though there was no God. And so he was living his life in order to bring comfort to himself, so that he would get to a place that he didn't have to work anymore. He would get to a place so that he was taken care of. And God said, you've been a fool. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So it's he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. In Matthew's Gospel, the 7th chapter, in verse 13 and 14, there's this choice of two paths. I believe that all of life face choices. Face choices as to whether or not to follow God. Choices whether or not to receive Him as our Savior. Whether or not to follow Him. We live our life with choices. Joshua said, choose this day whom you'll serve. Going to serve gods that your father served, or are you going to serve the Lord? He said, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve God. Made choice. Chose. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come, drink of the water of life freely. The choice of the two paths in Matthew 7, and 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. In the book of Genesis, when Satan came to Adam and Eve, to Eve first, and tempted her with the fruit that she was not to eat. She ate it and then offered it to Adam, and he ate it. And God said, because of that, you're going to have to leave here. And ground's going to be cursed because of that. And he said to Satan, there's going to be war between, now this is Lanny's translation, there's going to be war between the woman's seed and your seed now on out. What about the seed of the woman? Woman got a seed? So how do we discover about the seed of the woman? Well, the seed of the woman is Jesus Christ, because he was virgin born. He was not born with a sin nature. And so God said to Satan, there's going to be war between your seed and the seed of the woman. What is the seed of the devil? Does the devil have seed? Well, he's got people, right? He's got people working for him. Matter of fact, the Bible said they'd be in the church. They would be like the fowls of the air that would come and pluck away the seed before it had time to mature in the heart and you'd figure out what it said. And when you hear a message, when you hear a sermon, there's a working going on. You have an enemy that is trying to pull that seed away so that it will never come to maturity, so that what you've heard and decided, you just never will do. It will just never be accomplished in your life. You know, I hear a sermon and I think, I'm not the dad I ought to be. I'm going to change that. I'm not the granddad that I ought to be. I'm going to change that. I'm not the husband that I ought to be. And I'm going to change that. But what happens is that I have this enemy that steals that seed out of my heart so that I do not accomplish that I mean to accomplish. So what is taking place? Well, someone described it like this. You have two dogs fighting on the inside of you. Just divide them as a black dog and a white dog. And they're in war. They're in a battle. And someone said, well, how do you determine which one of them is going to win? It's easy. When you feed. When you and I watch something on TV or the internet that we should not be taking in, feeding a black dog. We're feeding a black dog. Anytime that you and I neglect God's word in our lives, feeding the black dog. I'm not saying that. I never do feed the black dog. That's not true. That would not be true. Because I know that I do. When our girls were growing up, I fail miserably as a father and as a husband. I had a good plan, I thought. Just didn't hold with it like I should have. I would sometimes when I knew I had a trip to Little Rock or some other town, I would take one of the girls with me, and it would be their day. I would call their school and talk to the principal and ask for them to have the day off that I was going to take them with me on the trip. And I took each one of them at different times. When they got a little older, sure, and when they were young teenagers, took them on when I would go visit the hospital, I'd take them with me, and we'd have lunch together. And when they got a little older, it was a little nicer place than Burger King. But I thought how much difference that made in my own life and how much difference it made in their life. But I kept failing to do it. I had good intentions, but I kept failing to do it. And I did it some, but nothing like I should have. You'd ask them today, probably their memories of us doing things were, those were the good times. Those were the good times. Making that good choice to feed the right dog, choose the right path. One road, here the Bible says, leads to destruction. The other road leads to life. The most important decision that you and I could possibly ever make in our life is that we know the Lord. In the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, when the sons of Sceva were trying to cast the demon out of the man, and they said, in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. And those demons spoke out of the man and spoke to those that were trying to cast him out. And they said, Jesus we know, and Paul we know. You. Are we known? We know the Lord. Are we known by the Lord? Are we known by the demons of hell because of the stand that you and I take? They preached in Jesus' name. They cast out devils, Matthew 7 says, in His name. And in His name they done many wonderful works, but yet the Lord said, I don't know you. It was those that He said, I know, that do the will of my Father. I think one of the things that the Lord, passage of Scripture that the Lord has really spoke to me about lately, and I've used it in speaking to other people, that He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Rest for your soul. Rest for your soul. So, He's not saying that it's hard doing what we're doing for Him. If what we're doing for Him becomes a great burden for us, it must not be Him that's doing it. It must be us that's doing it. So whether I'm preaching or whether I'm talking to someone, I told someone the other day who's trying to end the conversation, I said, you might as well just go on because I don't ever stop talking. We're doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for Him. And when we're doing it in Him, then it becomes easy on our part. You think that the little girl that was dancing to the kindergarten tune, it was hard for her? It's easy for her. I mean, you could tell by watching her. It's easy for her. In this choice that you and I make, God is watching over us and He's taking. Consider the lilies, they don't toil or spin. There's not a king with more splendor. Consider the sparrow, they don't plant nor sow. But they're fed by the Master, watches them grow. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, then you will know. I like this. May I introduce you to this friend of mine who hangs out the stars, woo, and tells the sun when to shine, and kisses the flowers each morning with dew. Oh, but friend, he's way too busy to care about you. That's what it says. Oh, he's not too busy care about you. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Let's stand together. Brother Matt's going to come, and Monica's going to come and help us. Something on your mind? Will you come? God's dealing with your heart. God spoke to your heart about some passage this morning. Not even anything I said. See yourself drifting. Got to get it stopped. Cut a boat loose, it doesn't you drift close to the shore. And farther out. Need to make a decision this morning. Need to talk to me. I'll be here. Come to this altar and pray. And it's open. I'll sing a couple verses. We'll call it a day.
Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We could to hear your word. Lord, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for your Savior. Lord, we just pray you be with each one that's here today. Lord, for one here that is struggling with which dog is winning, Lord, that you'll speak to their heart today. Lord, don't let them leave this place. Lord, we just ask you watch over us as we travel home. Lord, give us safety as the storm passes through. Lord, and just give us the people to speak to this week, Lord. That plant the seeds that we need to plant, Lord, and go and do your work. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.